You're wondering what that sound is? It's the sound of David Brown getting ever so closer to us to talk motoring as we do every Thursday on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. How are we doing, mate?
Boom, boom, boom. I'm fueled up and ready to go.
All right. Now, last week we were talking about a great American ute, the F-150. Another very popular American brand is the Jeep. Tell us about the Compass.
Well, this is much smaller. It is a small SUV and fits in that segment. A new model came out about middle of last year. A bit later, they brought out the top-of-the-range Trailhawk. And now they've just at the beginning of this year brought in their entry level, which remarkably has another great name, the Night Eagle. So we have a little SUV, which I think looks rather good. Most of these look boxy and square and bland. I just, for some reason, I think they've captured it as a little bit different. Got a strong nose up the front with the seven little segments that is typical of a Jeep grille. And it fits into what would you almost call an urban SUV, except it is rather good off-road, and particularly the Trailhawk.
That's one of the things that Jeep does. I mean, we know there's a lot of SUVs that get designed to look like they can go off-road, but you wouldn't dare do it. But Jeep, they actually do set them up for that.
This is part of their strong push in marketing. Now, the Trailhawk, it's the only one with the diesel engine, a 2-litre. You've got to put AdBlue into it, which when I picked it up, they had to add some stuff to it to make sure it's get there. I think that means it meets the Euro 60 level of emission standard, which is very credible, but it does require that additional AdBlue bit to it. It is, as I say, the only diesel with, but most of them are four-wheel drive, except the very entry-level Night Eagle. One gets tongue-tied with all these names.
Quite the menagerie they've got going here, David.
Most of them have a 9-speed automatic, except that base level, and they're all four-wheel drive, except the base level as well. So you're really pitching at the market that is capable and tough enough to do a reasonable amount of off-roading. This sort of small SUV is not made for climbing up the sides of mountains, but it's certainly a bit better, but still got a fair number of luxury features as well.
So you've taken the Compass Trailhawk for a spin?
Yes, I have. Yes, taken it over a variety of situations. I've got to say, I didn't quite feel quite as easy to get as comfortable in it, and the adjustments of the seat. There's a couple of little quirky things to it. The right-hand side stalk is for the windscreens, but it doesn't move it up and down in various steps. It really just basically, if you move it up, it just does an intermittent. To get it to go constant, you have to twist a little ring on the end of the stalk as well. I nearly reefed it off its...
Yeah, that's confusing.
Out of its socket.
I'm having a look at a picture of it. It does look like a nice SUV, but if you're planning on bringing it to a rural area here like the Upper Hunt or taking it off-road anywhere, can you put a bull bar on it?
Not that I'm not aware of that. I'll put that on notice as a question.
Please, please.
But those sorts of features, and putting the right bull bar on is very, very important for things like not compromising your airbags and so on. Tell you what I do like about digital dash, which you can adjust to various things, including having on the dash limited information. Again, this gets back to my concern about some dashboards are so packed with numbers and they're so small, they're like the bottom row of an eye chart, and I don't need to know those. And there's one I can set up on the left is what year I'm in, probably don't need that, but on the right is a digital speedo, which I like, big numbers, maybe I'm getting old. In the middle, nothing unless I do something like put the navigation on, and then it's just that in the middle. Simple, like it. And you can adjust it to quite a few things, but again, I'd say you'd try and go through that and learn that before you drive rather than hopping in and trying as you go.
When all else fails, check the manual. David, what would we be getting charged for our Jeep Compass Trailhawk?
They are listed at about $51,250 plus on-road costs.
That seems pretty reasonable for that size vehicle.
Well, it's not a big vehicle. It's a small SUV. So in regard, you know, it's not cheap. They put their prices up, actually, what with supply difficulties, about $1,400 typically they put up. But they did bring in this entry level at about 40 plus on roads. So, you know, you can certainly get cheaper ones, but in terms of ruggedness, that would be its selling point.
Well, I think we might see a few of those around the Upper Hunter in the not too distant future. David Brown, as always, thank you very much for joining us to talk motoring today.
My pleasure.